Oh, many years ago, there was this man, and he was a bit of a stalwart in his own community. And he lived in a place called Camas Nagal. That is before you come into Little Loughbroom. It's between Little Loughbroom and Dundonald. And it was quite a little community at one time, you know. But I'm talking about ancient days. And this man, he was a very hefty man. He was a very strong man. And quite a determination about him, you know. And his name was Hughie Kilpatrick. Or as they said in Gaelic, Houston Kilpatrick. Anyway, this day, he was going to Dingwall. He came right down the Geary, came across the Fane, right down the Geary, until he came to Gar. Now, it's quite a big river in Gar, and people that used that river crossed it. There was no bridge, you see. There was a sort of a ford, some stepping stones and that, you know. And they always needed a guide, because sometimes the river would be in spate and they couldn't see the top of the stones. But when Ocean came there was a post there, side the river, and there was two or three whistles there. So I took one. No, what happened was, he crossed the river, that's what it was. But the whistles were there for to let the guide know that he was there. Anyway, he crossed it. And as he was making up for the village of Gar, he saw this man coming towards him. And this was the guide. This was the weaver. And he said to him, he said, you should have shouted me. You should have whistled. There's whistles over there. He said, I'm the guide here. Oh, yes, he said, you are, I know. I charge, he said, 6 pence a crossing. Yes, he said, I heard that. But he said, I didn't bother you, he said, today. I knew what I would get across. You knew, he said. I knew, he said, I don't come across, all right. The river is not in spate, he said, and the crossing was quite easy. And now he said, how do you think you'll get back? The same way, he said. I'll just cross the river. I'm going to Dingwall, he said. And when I come back, he said, I'll just cross the same way. Don't you know, he said, there's something to be seen there. Yes, he said, I heard that. I heard there's an apparition or something to be seen on that river. Yes, he said. He can go in any shape, he said. And usually he goes in the shape of a buck goat. But much, much bigger than that, he said. And if you happen to meet him, he said, well, you'll be done for. I see, he said. Yeah, well then, he said, it's supernatural, isn't it? Yeah, he said, I'm afraid it is. He said, ah, well, he said, I'm not frightened of that. He said, I don't believe much in it anyway, he said. And I have a good going musket, he said. Oh, you have, he said. Oh, well, he said. Do you think that would be a deterrent? I think so, he said. And you would fire it, he said. What if it missed? Well, he said, if it missed, I have a good sword. Good going sword, he said. I can use that. What, he said, if the sword won't come out of the scabbard? Oh, well, he said, didn't I see that happening before, he said. But he said, you never know, maybe not. And then he said, what would you do? Well, he said, I would give a whistle to my grand-aunt. Your what? My grand-aunt, he said, I would whistle her and she would come. Oh, I see, he said. I don't know, he said, I don't know who your grand-aunt is, and I don't know. No, he said, you don't, do you? Well, he said, you'll see me when I come back, he said, from Dingwall. Right, he said, but mind, he said, come to my house and I'll guide you over. Right, he said, I'll do that, I'm sure. So he went to Dingwall and he did his business there. And might have stayed the night in Dingwall. Anyway, next day he was back. And the weaver was out. Oh, he said, you could park. Yes, he said, I could park. Well, he said, are you going to cross? Will I go with you? He said, no, he said, you don't need to. I don't need you at all. He said, I'll manage to cross same as I did the last day. And what if this, I'll meet you? And he said, what good would you do? I'm sure it would frighten you also. No, he said, when I'm there, he said, it doesn't appear. Oh, I see, he said, it doesn't appear. Oh, well, he said, you have great powers then. If it doesn't appear when you're there. No, he said, it doesn't. Anyway, he said, I'm off. Okay then, he said, on your own head, beard. So, he came to the river and he crossed. Well, out in the middle of the river, before he crossed, he looked, he knew that there was going to be something, and there was. He saw this coming, and it was coming on its hind legs, the forelegs wasn't down, and it looked terrible. It was shaped like a buck goat, certainly, but oh, 3 or 4 times size, just a monster. And he made straight for him. So he said, it spoke to him. And it's in Gaelic, of course, it spoke. Ustanbor, mach kille Patrick, the bech at your chest. Oh, be us that goon and garn a horse, the handle piece. Translating that, he said, beg Hugh Kilpatrick, he said. Your life won't go out of here. So he answered him back. He said, you beast of the cairns. He said, how do you know? Nobody knows. So anyway, he came further and further and further to the other side. And then I took a musket. Of course, the musket refused. When I buy, must ride. And took the sword out. Well, tried taking it out. It wouldn't leave the scabbard. So then he whistled very hard. 2 fingers in the mouth and he whistled very hard. And he put his hand to his side and he took a dirk out and straight into the monster's side. And it lay and it started bleeding in the water. Must have gotten him in a vital part and he started bleeding. Did he stay on the other side that night? I'm not sure, but I think he went back. He went back to see. I met some of the neighbours. No, he stayed the night because next day he went back. He must have stayed in Strathgard or somewhere. Anyway, when he came back, he crossed the river again. People were speaking to him. And, did you hear? He said, what happened to Weaver? He said, what happened to Weaver? He's sick, he said, very, very sick. The weaver's on his deathbed. Ah, he said, I'm sorry to hear that now. I better go up, he said, and see him. He was the guide, he said, I better go up and see him. So he went up and he spoke to the weaver. Well, he said, how are you today then? Ah, he said, not good at all. Are you not? He said, how that now? It's my side, he said. It's my side. What's wrong with your side, he said. I don't know, he said, I've got a terrible, terrible pain in it. And of course he wasn't looking well. Wait a minute, he said, and he pulled down the cloth. I think, he said, my grand-aunt came to see you, didn't she? He said, you ogre, he said. You probably will die, he said. You will. But he said, you've been an ogre all the days of your life, he said. There was nothing on that river, he said, nothing. You told lies to people, he said, you were robbing them, sixpences and whatever, but they haven't a goat just across the river, because you'd say they would get a freight on the river. And you were the freight all the time, he said, weren't you? Now, he said, I'm leaving and I'll tell all the people, he said, what kind of person you were. And he did, and he told all the people that he was robbing them all the time by being their guide, and it was just a bogus guide, and that is the story of the Buck Goat and O'Pig Ocean Kilpatrick.